We turn to the chapter which we read in the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 17. We shall read again verses 5 and 6. Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Amen. Increase our faith. That was the request made by the disciples to the Lord. No doubt, on occasion, perhaps many occasions, we have made the same request ourselves to the Lord, because we feel that our faith is little and it is weak. The disciples felt that, and they felt that after what Christ had said to them, as we shall see. When they made the request, the answer Christ gave was perhaps not the one that they were expecting or wanting. Perhaps they hoped that he would simply bestow an increase of faith upon them by a sudden work of the Spirit, and their faith would increase, and they would feel more comfortable and assured because of that. Christ did not do that. Christ pointed them to something they were most familiar with, but would have no thought in their own minds that an increase in their faith had anything to do with this object. He pointed them to a mustard seed. Now, why did the disciples make the request? Well, the context is this, the words in verse 1 to verse 4, and especially the verses 3 and 4, there is teaching there with regard to forgiveness. If a brother trespasses against you, well, rebuke him, correct him, according to truth, the truth of Scripture, but if he repent, if he express his sorrow, his regret, and his determination not to do the same thing, not to wrong you in that way again, forgive him. And then Christ said this, if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And that perhaps goes against our natural tendency, that which belongs to our old nature, whereby if some offense is committed against us, some wrong is suffered by us, we may find it difficult, very difficult, to forgive the one who's done the wrong. And we harbor it in our hearts. We hold it in some way. It's a sort of grudge we have against that individual, what they said or what they did. And Christ is saying that is entirely the wrong spirit. You must be willing to forgive immediately. You should not pronounce forgiveness until there is repentance, but when there is repentance on the part of your brother, you forgive him and you tell him that you forgive him. And it was after that that the apostles came to the Lord and they said, well, Lord, increase our faith. We do not seem to have faith like that. Faith that can bear with wrong and repeated wrong and still harbor no grudge. or have harsh thoughts against the brother and wish ill against the brother. You're telling us we must repeatedly forgive. Well, increase our faith that it may be so with us. We can say that this requirement to forgive wrongs that are done to us is a demand upon our Christian charity. That is the beautiful word used in certain places in the New Testament to describe Christian love. That love that is patterned after the love that Christ has for his own. And the love that was revealed in his coming into the world and his suffering in our room and stead. Love of a sacrificial kind, a self-giving love. And that love is needed in the individual disciple, and it is needed in the fellowship of the church. And you think of the apostles. Christ was going to send them out in the words of the Great Commission, and they would have to labor together and support one another. And no doubt on many occasions they would have disagreements and arguments, but they would need to quickly reconcile, to strengthen one another's hands in God, and together go forward carrying out the Great Commission. The love that is necessary for this forgiveness and for every aspect of the Christian life, the life we're called to live, it grows upon the root of faith, saving faith in Jesus Christ. Faith which works by love. There must be faith then in the heart. The Holy Spirit must work there. The faith having been given, the Spirit must strengthen that faith. If there is to be any increase in our faith, it can only be by divine grace and the powerful work of the Spirit. But we have our duties too. There are means that are given to us whereby there may be increase in our faith. Well, Christ directed the disciples to the mustard seed. He does the same here this afternoon. He points us to it. And there are three brief lessons we may learn. And as we study these things, may there be that prayer going up to the Lord. Increase my faith. Firstly, to note regarding the mustard seed, its small size. A grain of mustard seed. There are many different grains representing different plants. But as you may know, the mustard seed is particularly small. It is just a little speck. Not easy even to see. And the spiritual lesson here is surely this. Applying it to these disciples, their faith must have been very small, because Christ says, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. And their faith, it seems, did not even measure up to the mustard seed in terms of its size. Little, weak, not exercised as it ought to have been. That was the spiritual state of the disciples. Well, they had faith. Faith in Christ, united to him. There was one, of course, who was not. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ. But even among those who did belong to Christ, one denied the Lord, Simon Peter. One doubted concerning the Lord, Thomas. There is in Matthew's account of the gospel something similar to what we have in our text, Matthew chapter 17, and this is an earlier event, and the casting out, or the failure to cast out, the child that was possessed and vexed with the devil. The disciples could not cast out the devil. Jesus said unto them, this is because of your unbelief. Your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Well, the disciples needed to examine themselves. They needed to take that inward look. That means to look upon one's own heart. We have to do the same. We can bewail our lack of faith, but we must look within and ask ourselves questions. And that is a humbling thing to do, as so many things in the Christian life are. But it is a very necessary thing if we are to know spiritual blessing. To those who are full in and of themselves, the Lord will not look. He will not bless them. Those who are self-sufficient and do not see any particular need of any great change or advance, even in their Christian lives. No, it is those who are empty and those who feel themselves to be feeble and unworthy. The Lord will look to those. Even as they express the sense of these things to the Lord with sighs and cries in prayer, looking to Him for His blessing. Later in our chapter, we have these words. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And we should bear that in mind and apply it to ourselves. This is what we are. Unprofitable servants. At the very best, we are simply able to do that which is commanded of us and obliged upon us, but every day, in thought, word, and deed, we're sinning and coming short of that. Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. That is a command of Scripture. In the faith, knowing the doctrines of the faith, knowing the person and work of Christ. And then to have faith, personal faith in the Redeemer. Without that, we are lost, no matter what knowledge we may possess. If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, that little word, if, someone has said, is the largest word in the Bible because of its significance. Because there you have the difference between soul that is alive unto God and flourishing, and a soul that is dead. If ye had faith. Well, they did have faith, but it was very small. And that would be seen in many of the things the disciples said, and they did, and also in things they did not do. Think of Simon Peter again, full of zeal, bold, making promises and pledges to the Lord, but he did not carry them out. Weakness. His faith not as sure and strong as he might have thought it was. If we have genuine faith, then this will be our burden, that faith would increase, because we know that nothing else about us spiritually can prosper if faith is not as it ought to be, because faith is at the root. So it is with any plant. If the root is not right, there won't be the growth and the flowering and the fruitfulness. So we have to take that look within, into our own hearts. And yes, we will discover that our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But will we not also see and appreciate the cure applied by the Holy Spirit as we have been brought to Christ and we know the precious atoning blood, cancelling our debt, and by the grace of the Holy Spirit, we live in union with Christ and we prosper inasmuch as we continue looking to him and making our request to God in his name. The first thing then regarding the mustard seed, its small size, a grain of mustard seed. But then, secondly, its great strength. At the words there in verse 6, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. When we speak of the strength of a seed, we're looking inside that seed. On the exterior is a shell. That's not where the life is. The potential, that's inside. The kernel of the thing, that's where the life lies, to be called into life, into growth. That's where all the growth will come from. When the conditions are right, is it not a remarkable thing? A little seed. And you have it in your hand. And you almost scratch your head to think, well, what can come from this? There's nothing there. It's insignificant. You might be tempted to throw it away. But even if you did, if you went back weeks, months later, if you could remember where you cast it, you might see the potential that was in it. Sprang into life. It grew up. Now it's flourishing. Faith is like that. Faith is a living thing. Faith is seated in the heart. It is a believing, trusting, depending upon the Lord. Especially upon Jesus Christ and what he did for sinners. And in the Lord we have righteousness and we have strength. What is within your soul, must express itself and be evident externally, outwardly. If there's faith there in the heart, it will be expressed, it will be seen in word and in deed. Sometimes people say, well, I believe in God. I believe in God in my own way. I have my thoughts about God and I may share them with God. I don't really believe in this formal religion. Going to worship, I can do that in my own home. They make all these statements. Sometimes they're excuses. And if there is no fruit, if there is nothing seen outwardly, then can we simply assume that faith is there? The faith which is by the work of the Spirit, the faith which is alive and growing and bearing fruit, it is difficult to conclude that faith is there if you do not see the evidence of it. Faith seeks to glorify God, to follow Jesus Christ, and to be doing always the things that please God. Loving Christ, and that's seen in keeping his commandments. Losing our life for Christ, in the sense of renouncing worldly ambition in the way that so many have it, and that is all they have, and putting the kingdom of God first. Remember, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness. And that means those who belong in it are declared righteous through faith in Christ because of the righteousness of Christ himself reckoned to them. But also in their own actions, there is the evidence of righteousness, of grace in their souls. And prayer, this great privilege we enjoy, this way whereby we obtain God's blessing, even his grace. Prayer must be the prayer of faith. Faith in the Saviour, Jesus Christ, our great high priest, who has gone into heaven and who is there at God's right hand as our advocate. And we go to God the Father through God the Son as our mediator and by the help of the Holy Spirit. Well, in what Christ had to say, there are of course two trees. We're thinking about the mustard seed. But then he mentions a sycamine tree. If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root. And that sycamine is the mulberry tree, or birch. But what does it represent? Well, in the context, it would seem to be something that is in the way, something in your path, something that you encounter in your walk in this world, your walk as a Christian. So many obstacles. Things that Satan will throw before us, no doubt to allure us, and draw us away from Christ, but also things that pertain to our earthly life, demands made upon us, things in the family, in school, in work, in community. If you are a Christian, you have a different set of values, priorities. That is one of the sad things about society now, where once there was at least the fear of God, and that acted as a restraint upon many. And so they did not do the things that they might be tempted to do, because they know that if they did these things, they would regret them, they would bring shame upon themselves, their conscience would trouble them. But that now seems to have been cast off, and so many things are done which are contrary to God's law. As the Lord's people, we cannot be part of that. We have to be loyal to Christ, and yet simply to live in the world, to live in modern society, means that these things are encountered by us. They are in our path. Well, if we have faith as a mustard seed, a grain of mustard seed, we may say to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea. That does not mean that by faith we can remove our difficulties, never have any. It means that when we meet them, we bring the difficulty to the Lord. We cry to him, perhaps out of a sense of helplessness. What am I to do? I know what I must do, but how can I have the strength to do it, bear the consequences of it, and even suffer for it? And we bring it to the Lord. And we're looking to him for guidance, for upholding, for deliverance. And the Lord is able to do that. Whatever it pleases the Lord to appoint for his people, whether he may remove the difficulty, or whether it shall remain, and his own must bear with it and walk the right path and experience hostility and enmity as a result, the Lord will enable. The Lord will be with his own. The Lord will bring good out of it. I think that is always the comfort for the Christian. If we have a clear conscience, if our heart is set upon God, if we genuinely desire to do what is right in his sight, and not simply what is comfortable for us, good will come out of it. The Lord uses the trials and temptations of his people for good. And here is one great good. When they trust him, when they bring their case before him, and when they see the answer, when they experience the strengthening of their soul, or when they see his hand in providence deal with the difficulty, well, they praise his name. It is the Lord's doing. It's wondrous in their eyes. He has come to their aid, and their faith is increased. finally, regarding the mustard seed, its astonishing success. We spoke of the potential locked up in this little seed. When it is planted, when it's under the earth, when the conditions are right, it being fed by the soil, watered by the rain, and enjoying the warmth of the sun, the seed springs into life, it appears above the ground, it grows, and in the case of the mustard seed, it grows rapidly. And it becomes a great tree, and the birds of the air lodge in its branches. Spiritually, you and I must be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ by faith and trust in his person and his work. But we must then be built up in Christ through the work of the Spirit. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Are we looking for that growth? Well, are we feeding faith? You feed a plant to cause it to grow strong and to be fruitful. It is no different with the Christian. Feed your soul. Feed your mind. Feed your heart. But what shall I feed it upon? The Word of God. Eternal truth. Divine promises. Feed it above all upon Jesus Christ. The love of your Saviour. Behold his love. Bask in the sunshine of his love. Know your indebtedness to Christ. And then know your calling as a Christian. It is to serve the Lord Jesus. To use whatever time and talents you have been given to glorify his name, to seek the extension of his kingdom, to be a blessing in the congregation, the church, the community, a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But you are saying, my faith, it's so small. Grain of mustard seed. Well, look what happens to that seed when the conditions are right. And know what happens with the believer, the child of God, having begun in grace. There is to be development in grace. And the nourishment is there in the Word of God, the preaching of that Word, in prayer, in communion with God, the relation built up, and faith increased. The more you exercise it, the stronger it will be. Do not wonder, do not be perplexed, do not be brought to despair when you find yourself in a difficult situation. But recognize that this is of the Lord and your duty is to honor him in that difficulty. Maybe health. May have to do with work, something in the family circle, some conflict, something difficult of that kind. But the Lord is there with you. And as you cast yourself upon him, he will bring forth your faith, giving you the ability to trust him for the good outcome as you lay it all before him in your weakness and even praying there and then, increase my faith. The Lord will do it, and it will be a blessing for yourself and for others, especially with all the other blessings that come when faith is increased. May the Lord bless his word. Let us pray. O Lord, we confess unto thee the lack in our faith, and how so often we are found wanting when we are in a place of trial, when some need arises, and we turn this way and that way, rather than doing what we know we ought to do, going straight to thee and making the matter known to thee. Help us then by thy word and spirit, and keep us at thy throne of grace where we belong, and increase our faith. We ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.